Okay, we will start the meeting of the Special Service District, Federal Mineral Lease Special Service District. The time is 3 minutes after 11 o'clock. Meeting in the courthouse, room 101 of Sanford County. Is there any discussion on the minutes?
Do you want to do who's here?
Oh, yes. So here is James Erickson, Stacy Lyon, Reed Hatch, Troy Shelley, one visitor.
James Newman.
James Newman is observing. We are wondering whether or not we're correct to continue with actionable items, since there are only three members of the board here, and training could indicate that there are four members of the board. We're going to proceed as if three members is sufficient. If that is later found to be inaccurate, then we'll have to redo the meeting. So, any discussion before we start with the approval of the minutes? Okay. The minutes have been sent out.
Okay, what?
Give me 1 second. I just can't get any internet on my phone down here. I know I need a code to get in my...
Okay, any discussions on the minutes?
I would make a motion we approve the minutes.
Motion's been made by Reed to approve them.
I'll second it.
Seconded by James. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? PTIF resolution. I don't know what that means.
So it's a public entity resolution for our, to add people to our PTIF to change who are authorized.
Okay, can I see it?
Absolutely.
Thank you. And I had a blank form printed, which is in my folder, which is...
No, you're so good.
Okay, so this resolution is proposing that Stacy, Reed, and Lisa are all signers on the PTIF. I think I'm opposed to having Reed as a signer, and the basis of that is this special service district is supposed to keep an arm's length distance from the county commission. So by putting the county commissioner on as a signer, in my estimation, that would violate the arm's length agreement.
The only reason I put that on there is because that was what was improved in the last meeting.
And the only reason we suggested that was because I'm available.
Yeah.
And I don't care.
That's the only reason I put Reed on
there, because that's what was if others were unavailable or out of town.
Right.
Yeah, and maybe I just didn't think about that at the time, but that's my initial concern is just, I mean, because that's what this whole audit and everything else was about, is violating that arm's length agreement. And so this brings it right back in. Because an arm's length agreement is basically, the genesis behind that is if you're in a fight, if the person is an arm's length away, they can punch all they want, but they can't touch the other person. That's the arm's length.
Would you be interested? Just the whole
point
here.
What's a PTIF?
It's a bank account.
The whole point here is
interest bearing.
You need two people to sign the checks. Mm-hmm. But if the check is made out, say, to Stacy, she cannot sign that check.
So this, the PTIF, we don't write checks out of. It's actually just a savings account. We transfer money. That's where all of our mineral lease money goes into.
What is PTIF stand for?
Public Treasures and Investment Funds.
Okay. So basically what it would amount to is Stacy would call you once a month and say, hey, would you come and approve this transfer?
If we would money monthly, yeah, whenever we...
Or whenever, do you transfer it more than once a month, less than once a month?
I only transfer money when we have checks to write out.
Yeah.
So
that's
that
what
would be
it
like
would...
quarterly, basically.
Yeah, that's what it would require, is just for
you
to come and do that.
Yeah, you'll have to call me. Don't email me, because I don't check my email regularly, so I don't care about it. So if you need me, you're going to have to call me.
Okay.
So do we need that in a motion?
I think we should. I would like to make a motion that instead of Reed, because he's a county commissioner, be on here, that James Erickson is a signer on that account.
I second that.
Seconded by Reed. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Come on, James.
Aye.
Okay, all in favor. Motion passes.
And I can refill that out.
Yeah, do that, and then I don't think there's any other action that needs to be done by this board for you to fill this out and send it to whatever needs to.
Who needs to sign it at the very bottom? Is it me or is it you? Is the chair? I don't remember what it says at the bottom of that resolution.
I think it will be the chair.
Can I just call you when I have it all filled out?
Yes, or you can call the chair when you have that filled out.
Oh, are you not the chair?
Should be on the.
It's on the agenda that you have to do a new one.
Oh.
Yeah.
My apologies, sorry.
It's all good. And then we approved already Lisa to be on there. That seems totally reasonable there. So, liability insurance. Did you send them a check?
I have. I need Lisa to sign it.
Okay.
But I have it written right here.
Okay. So, just the details of the liability insurance. We approved it as long as it didn't exceed a certain amount. It didn't exceed that amount. And so we're okay to sign that and send that.
And I believe it's for the treasurer's bond. I don't.
Yes. That's all it was, is a treasurer's bond.
That liability. Okay.
Yes. Oh, that's correct. Sorry. This is listed as liability insurance, which we also talked about in that last meeting, whether or not we need liability insurance. I think that's for discussion for another day. As far as liability insurance goes, if someone can tell us what our liability is, I think we ought to get liability insurance. I don't see there's any liability. But
I don't either.
If there is, then we probably ought to get it. So that's probably a discussion for another day on that. So, and Stacy, while you're doing that, let's just go ahead and review and approve the finances as well.
Sure. Sorry, I didn't have them out. I ran upstairs to copy those minutes off instead. PTF account, we currently have $1,029,859.88. In our checking account with Utah Heritage, it's $910.49. And we receive, so on the third page, you'll see our collections through March. So the total of what we received is $62,973.
So they are mining.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's off substantially from what it's been, right?
I think they finally got on top of the water, though, what I was told yesterday.
So, I don't know, I think they look comparable to what it is. And then just the last page is just a copy of the detail ledger, or the general ledger.
This is Skyline Mine.
Yeah.
Because that's why I go ice fishing at Schofield. And the first couple times I drove by the mine, they got a big pile. There was no coal. And then the last time I went, it was.
See, at one point, the power plant had like 4 days of coal left.
Really?
Yeah, it was that bad.
One of the biggest problems with Skyline Mine is they've restricted how many trains can go in and out of there now. And so they can't ship out everything that they can mine.
Even with the trucks running?
Well, the trucks can, but the trucks can't haul the amount that the trains can.
Well, yeah.
And they've restricted what the trains can do.
They restricted the train.
The federal EPA. Yep. So that does affect our county for sure.
And then our bill to be paid is just, though we talked about it, but the total amount was the $245 for risk managers for that treasury bond. And then maybe can I get some clarification on the special service district number one distribution? So we approved it in our last meeting, but then when I sent the email out to the board about it, there was, we shouldn't be doing that. So I was confused. Yeah, I wanted to get clarification from the board before I actually sent the check to Special
Perfect.
Service.
Let me clarify exactly what it is. The question is whether or not, what the date of the resolution went into effect. So up until that point, Special Service District number one was approved to be able to get money from our Special Service District. The County Commission changed the resolution that says the only thing that this entity can spend money on is for corrections. So once that resolution goes into effect, that's the only thing it can spend money on. So that means it cannot fund the county road department. That's what that is. So the money that we approved was for any money that was accumulated from before the resolution up until the resolution took effect, that can be paid to SSD 1. After that, we can't pay anything to SSD 1. So that can be corrected. What Kevin said is that we can just write it into our bylaws that we can go ahead and pay them. I substantially disagree with that, because that would mean we can write into our bylaws anything we want.
So
the county commission has to do a new resolution.
So is it not considered pass-through money, not necessarily part of our budget? I thought that's what they had decided.
It's not. Nope, after the new resolution, it's not.
So I'm going to hold off on paying Special Service District
number one? You can pay the amount that was approved, because that was, Reed, is that correct? That was the amount that was accumulated up until the new resolution.
So I think anything that we owed to SSD 1 prior to whenever the resolution, like in the fall, we addressed it in maybe May, but it wasn't completed till months later.
Well, and that's the question, is when did you guys vote on it and approve it? Because that's...
Yeah, there was no document to look at when we originally, because Kevin and the attorney was working on it. So it finally was approved, I think, more in the fall.
So I just need to find out when the resolution was passed
You need to do is just look at the dollar amounts that we approved in the last meeting and just pay that dollar amount.
Yeah, I think we did.
But then when I had sent that email out, then there made me question. I hesitated sending the check out until we met.
I think what we agreed.
I guess in my opinion, I think the resolution took effect when the commission voted on the resolution for it to take effect. But the board as a whole decided that here's the date that the money is. So if you act on the board's recommendation that says here's how much it is, you're safe.
Okay.
Because that's the board who made that decision. Okay. So that's the case. But from this point forward, until the commission does a new resolution, SSD 1 can't have any money because they forbid it.
Kevin, a couple hours ago, said he'd work on it. Because I said, Brian and Troy both agree that it needs to be in the resolution.
It's not that difficult to work on. You retype the existing resolution, you take out 9 items and put in corrections, and it's done. And put in corrections, and you ought to put in county roads, and then it's done.
Because SSD 1's not necessarily county roads. It's projects that are funded through SSD 1, which may or may not be through the road department.
It's road projects.
It is road projects, but it could be contracted projects.
Yeah. Okay, so to answer your question, I believe you have the authority to write the check for the dollar amount that we approved in the last meeting.
Thank you.
And I would make a motion that that is correct.
I second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you for the clarification.
Okay. Anything else on finances?
Not that I can think of, unless there's something else you guys have questions or anything.
Any invoices that need to be paid that need to be approved?
Nope.
Okay. Now, since we do not have Brian here, a fourth member, but we do have voting a new chair on the agenda, I right now will effectively resign from the board. which means Brian is automatically the new chair until there's an election for a chair. Is that correct?
I think so.
I think the chair is automatic, or the vice chair automatically becomes the chair. And if that doesn't work for Brian, then they can have a new...
So Mike Black did, I think he did apply to be a member. He had voiced that he wanted to be, and then we kept advertising and nobody was applying.
Right.
So I think they called Mike yesterday and he said he would send an app down, so I assume he did.
Okay.
If you're resigning, then we need probably another.
Yep. Well, and I sent that text to all of the commissioners saying that after this meeting I'll resign, and so you're going to need somebody else to have that board. So, do you have anything else?
No, just what was on the agenda.
Thanks for your awesome work. It is very good. Is there anything else that needs to be brought up in the meeting? Anything from the public? Just here to observe?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Okay. Anything else?
I would make a motion we adjourn.
Second. Nope, I'm not going to second because I resigned.
What are you looking at me for?
I'm not sure where you're at right now.
Can you even adjourn since he's resigned?
I don't know that you can.
You guys
right.
are stuck in a
never-ending.
So now we're stuck. Oh, no, we're stuck in a
loop. James, just second it.
Oh, well, I'm resigning for a minute.
Then I will second it.
Thank you. Please second to adjourn.
All in favor. Aye.
So we can adjourn.
Aye.
That was funny, Troy. I'm sorry.
Okay, well... Yeah, you won't let Brian know he's the new chair.
So adjourned at, what time is it?
11:18.
Okay.
Your time, that makes up for the 3 hours last time.